Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. Well, I am excited because it's Friday, and that means not only TGIF, but it's time for a little Ask Frank Anything. We'll kick things off with Dominic Carter, but then I'll go straight to your questions on any subject at 800-848-WABC. Well, yesterday I was talking with Noam Layden at length about Bob Menendez and his political options, and I said that I thought there was a strong possibility that instead of running in the Democratic primary, Menendez might choose to run as an independent as part of a deal that he's looking to make with Donald Trump and the Republicans, in which he would be pardoned in order to help the Republicans win this Senate seat in New Jersey. Here was the announcement that Bob Menendez made yesterday, just hours after I had that conversation with Noam Layden.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
I tell you, this is going to be really interesting. I do hope that he runs for re-election as an independent. Has nothing to do with wanting the Republicans to win that seat. Has nothing to do with wanting Bob Menendez to win that seat. I don't like people having prosecutors dictate the outcome of the election. And I think to some extent that's what's happening in New Jersey. He shouldn't be pushed out before he's convicted of anything. Leave that decision up to the voters. And for Democrats or people that may not want a Republican slipping in there with a plurality, if Menendez and Andy Kim split the left of center vote, New Jersey could end this tomorrow. All they'd have to do is implement ranked choice voting, and Menendez would be free to run. He could get as many votes as he wanted, and there would be no danger of him siphoning off votes from the Democratic nominee and having the Republicans slip in. But until they make an effort to do that, I don't want to hear it. We'll see what happens.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. Our owner, the owner of this radio station, is John Katsimatidis, who is also the CEO of Gristides and Food Emporium and a lot of other great grocery stores. And when it comes to stealing and selling of food from his supermarkets, John Katsimatidis and his staff sometimes, unlike other retailers, tackle shoplifters before the police can arrive. He also said something interesting, and this was reported in the New York Post, and then he talked about it on Katz and Cosby. He has also had one of the most commonly stolen items, Häagen-Dazs, given anti-theft coding so security staff can trace where it's sold. Why are so many people stealing Häagen-Dazs?
People were stealing the Häagen-Dazs from our stores and selling them to the smaller stores that Häagen-Dazs themselves would not sell to them. So I would say it's the Häagen-Dazs company that's creating the problem, because if they would sell to the smaller stores, they wouldn't be stealing this, the Häagen-Dazs from our stores.
This is what John's doing about it.
We code the product, so if it ends up in a store that does not supposed to have it and they receive stolen merchandise, we go after them to see if they're going to lose their liquor license, et cetera, et cetera.
I think this is really interesting. I had no idea that Häagen-Dazs was such a hot item for shoplifters, and I had no idea that Häagen-Dazs wasn't selling it to these smaller stores. But if these smaller stores are purchasing it improperly or illegally, I'd say, why shouldn't they be fined? Why shouldn't people go after them? So I'm glad to see what John is doing here, and I hope more retailers will do something on their own to combat shoplifting. Let's see what happens.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So, let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
We have been talking a great deal about the squatting crisis in our country and in our city. Did you know that if someone goes into your basement now and they live there for 30 days, whether you've invited them in or not, whether they are there with your permission or not, if they're there for 30 days, they then enjoy the protections of a tenant in New York. And in order to get them out, you have to begin eviction proceedings. Doesn't matter if they haven't paid you rent or anything like that. If you never welcomed them into your home in the first place, if they're on your property for 30 days and are living there openly, they are entitled to tenant protections. And New York has a history of passing some of the toughest laws in the country meant to protect honest tenants from greedy landlords. But now, some lawmakers are saying that the laws have gone too far, and they're right, because there are these dishonest tenants that are trying to take advantage of free housing for years. So there's a state assemblyman from Long Island who's submitted a bill that would make it easier for a homeowner to remove a squatter from the property. New York State Assemblyman Jake Blumenkranz, who's a Republican, talked with Channel 7, WABC-TV, no affiliation with this radio station, that there are all these squatters that are almost professional tenants that know how to work the system. So he is basically trying to amend the law so that these people would be considered not tenants, but trespassers. He spoke with Channel 7.
People could stay in a home for years, years, without having justice brought to them for staying essentially for free and making a homeowner have to pay their bills.
His newly filed bill is pretty simple. It states a tenant doesn't include squatters.
You're basically defining what a tenant is.
Absolutely.
And making sure that squatters can't take advantage of the law.
That's all we're doing.
I think this makes all the sense in the world. This is not something that should be a partisan issue, and I hope it's passed forthwith.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
I'm not sure how many of you have been following the debate over an Article 5 convention. Well, it's never happened before in American history, but there's this growing movement to have a new national constitutional convention. And if it's convened, this would be the first constitutional convention convened by the states. And if it's convened, this convention would come up with proposals to the current constitution, amendments to the current constitutional convention that would then have to be ratified by the states. Well, you might think, what's the local angle to this? New York has officially taken itself off the list of states calling for a national constitutional convention. Following action by the state Senate last year, the assembly this week approved a resolution formally rescinding any past calls for an Article 5 constitutional convention, which would potentially open up the Constitution to a total overhaul if one took place. There's a well-funded, well-organized, mostly conservative effort that has reinvigorated a long simmering push for a constitutional convention in recent years, and those opposed are worried that old support on the books could be used by the modern efforts to meet the two-thirds of states needed to approve a national constitutional convention. According to the resolution, New York legislators on three occasions in the state's history have passed resolutions supporting a national constitutional convention. attention. The first came in 1789, the second in 1931, and the most recent in 1972. The resolution passed by the state legislature just 2 days ago rescinds all of that. I think this is a shame. I know this move was applauded by Common Cause New York, whose national arm has been on the front lines of fighting a constitutional convention, but I would love to see a constitutional convention. Let it be a real laboratory of democracy. And you know what? If some convention comes up with really crazy stuff, I have a feeling those proposals probably won't be ratified by the states. So I think this is a step backwards. I'd love to see more states go forward with exploring the idea of an Article 5 convention.
Beam me up!
To be continued.